After a long hiatus, it must be kind of nice to hear my voice again. It's David Peralti, and this is the XFEP Podcast. So unlike the previous six episodes, I'm going to cover things a little differently than I did before. I want to kind of ramp things up a little bit and get this podcast maybe going daily during the weekdays from Monday to Friday and keep it around, 3 to 5 minutes, maybe all the way up to 10 minutes sometimes if I have a lot to say. So I'll be talking about blogger thoughts, news, top stories from the top 50 blogs on the 45N5 Top 100 list of Make Money Online Blogs. I'll be talking about WordPress news, blogging, other blogging software other than WordPress, bloggers that I want to spotlight or highlight, blog purchases and sales as there's seems to be gearing up again, advertising programs that I liked, advertising stats that I've noticed, Web 2.0 news, tech trends that kind of relate to blogging, feeds that you should all be subscribing to or unsubscribing to, depending on my mood, and I'll be adding to that some rants, ramblings, and some information that'll hopefully help you build your blog. The first thing I wanted to talk about today is advertising networks, different advertising programs that we're all subscribed to. Most of you probably know of Google AdSense. Pretty much every blogger uses that at one point or another to try to monetize their blog. I've been trying a variety of different ones over the last couple of months in hopes of making some money. That's the key goal with any of these advertising programs, is to make some money on your blog, to monetize that traffic. John Chow is making about $1,000 a day off of his site, so why aren't we? One of the first programs that I tried was actually the advertising system that John Chow created called TTZ Media. And it's using, I guess, some kind of shopping ads or auction ads type thing, and you can pick out your keywords. It's fairly easy to use. The statistics kind of suck on it. I didn't really give it a very good position on my blog, but I didn't find it to monetize at all. I made a whole whopping $0 and 0 cents on TTZ Media. I have to admit, the blog that I have, xfep.com, doesn't really match up with the kind of blog that would be needed to sell products, but I figured I'd give it a try, see what I could make off of it, and I'm really not surprised by the results. I'm not going to say that TTZ Media isn't a good advertising program to be using, but if your blog doesn't work towards selling a product, you're probably not going to see any money from it. And this brings me over to PepperJam Network, which is kind of a newer blog network that does cost per action advertising. And basically what that means is you take up all your advertising space promoting certain products, services, brands, or whatever, and you only get paid money based on an action that a reader performs. So if they want a survey filled out, you don't get paid until someone fills out a survey. Most of them on there, though, seem to be directed more towards giving you a percentage based on sales. So if, you know, reader number 12593 buys, you know, the $49 piece of software, you get $9. It seems to be a pretty good way of doing things, especially in our current market as an advertiser. As a publisher, though, I made a whole whopping $5 over the course of about 2 months. I was targeting products that I thought would work very well with the site that I have, but unfortunately, the only money I made was having someone sign up to PepperJam under my affiliate code. So I had to drop PepperJam as well as TTC Media. I'll probably use them again in the future because they both are actually very good systems with very good advertisers. They just didn't work for my blog. And that kind of brings up an issue on a lot of these publishing software, advertising programs. You get a lot of publishers, very few advertisers, and we're all competing to try to make that money. And this was more prevalent in another advertising system I use, Show Your Ad Here. Mark Weigas is a great guy. The software works really easily, really well, but you can't, like, I haven't been able to monetize my Show Your Ad Here banners at all. And I think the reason for that is there are so many publishers and not enough not enough advertisers. The advertisers aren't coming to show your ad here. They aren't clicking through the banners on my site to try to show their ad there, and so I'm not making any money. I've noticed a few people have been able to sell banners, but mostly the only banners that I've seen that seem to be filled are on Mark's site itself, which is 45n5.com. I'm not sure if he's filling those with affiliate links, because you can actually put your own advertising on there, but I don't know what's going on, but I'm definitely not making any money off of Show Your Ad Here either, and I've actually been keeping up the Show Your Ad Here banners, which kind of means that I'm really only promoting Show Your Ad Here. There's either a problem with low conversions, which means that you're not getting many clicks or you're not getting many actions by your visitors, or there's the problem where you have many, many publishers but very few advertisers using the service. I'm currently beta testing a new service that hopefully will rectify some of that. I can't really talk too much about it yet, but it's definitely going to be big, it's definitely going to be interesting, and I'm very excited to be part of it. I hope that it solves some of the monetization problems I'm having with all the different blogs that I'm on, and I'm also hoping that it'll help Splash Press Media, the company that I work for, monetize their sites even better. And hopefully we can hire some more bloggers and continue to grow that network as well. So I'm very interested in this new advertising system that's coming out. I'm not sure yet exactly when it's coming out, but they will be very, very focused on finding great advertisers to help us publishers out. And really, that's the big issue. Finding advertisers, you need to have a relationship with them, you need to find them and communicate with them and sell them why your site is the good site to be on. And that can be very hard and very time consuming. And if you're blogging and managing blogs and trying to figure out the best ad positions, you don't necessarily have time to build these relationships with all these different companies. And really, that's why a lot of us bloggers aren't monetizing very well. And that's why we're always, you know, heading back to the old standby of Google AdSense in hopes that we can, you know, make a few bucks off of that. Hopefully this will change over time. I'm not too sure exactly when. I'm sure others have had much, much more success with these programs, TTZ Media, Pepper Jam, and Show Your Ad Here than I have, but I'm just not seeing it yet. So that doesn't mean that they're bad advertising programs to be using. It just doesn't mean that they work for the type of blog that I run or the type of traffic that I have. I definitely suggest you try them all out, though. The more advertising programs you try, the more little tricks and little small ways of kind of optimizing your ads that you'll learn. And you'll definitely figure out what your audience wants to see and doesn't want to see.